Doctors and patients are constantly trying to find ways to relieve muscle aches and joint pain. A therapy that uses extreme cold is gaining popularity, especially among athletes. It's called cryotherapy. Count me among those who cope with sore muscles after workouts, so I decided to give it a try.
We want your head basically sticking out of the top of the cryosauna so that you're breathing oxygen above the tank and so that lightheadedness doesn't happen. So,
with some hesitation, I stepped into a large round blue booth. Padded walls surround my body. My head sticks out through a hole in the top of what's called the cryosauna. I'm wearing only undergarments with two pairs of gloves on my hands and thick socks and furry slippers on my feet.
I just feel like a cold breeze, very cold breeze on me.
For 3 minutes, the nitrogen gas pumps cold air into the chamber. The temperature plunges to minus 200 degrees.
I feel like my legs are starting to get numb. Definitely feeling my legs getting very, very cold. My arms also coming up through my chest area now. Very, very cold.
Cryotherapy started in Japan about 40 years ago. It uses the body's own survival systems to heal itself. Cody Puccetti is part owner of Ohio Cryo that began chilling clients last fall.
It utilizes coldness, cold therapy, to kind of stimulate the body, stimulate circulation, stimulate the release of norepinephrine and some good anti-inflammatory agents in the blood.
Puccetti, an Ohio State grad who once thought about attending medical school, says cryotherapy can help people who suffer from arthritis or athletes recover from a strenuous workout. He recommends 2 to 3 sessions a week to experience ongoing benefits from cryotherapy.
It's not a wet coldness. It's very dry because we do use nitrogen gas. The coldness only penetrates fractions of a millimeter into the skin. So, it's a very surface type of coldness.
I'm stinging. It's like a stinging feeling right now in my arms, in my legs.
Cryotherapy is not for everyone. Anyone who has had a heart condition, has had a heart attack or stroke, or is pregnant cannot get the treatment. 51-year-old Tracy Hood comes at least twice a week for treatments. A shoulder injury had bothered her even after physical therapy, so she added cryotherapy to her routine.
Now I'm pretty much pain-free, but it took probably 4 or 5 times before I got to that point where I felt like I was pretty pain-free.
Cryotherapy costs $20 to $30 per session. Health insurance does not cover the cost, and the FDA has not approved it. Some healthcare professionals don't think enough studies have occurred to quantify the benefits of cryotherapy. OSU orthopedic sports medicine surgeon Kelton Vasilev says, though, some results are positive.
There have been some studies that have shown that some markers of anti-inflammatory parts of our body are increased, and the pro-inflammatory markers are decreased with cryotherapy.
Vasilev says he has never used the procedure, but he understands why it's becoming more popular.
I think this falls into a realm of things that are potentially helpful for people, probably not harmful. People have also suggested that it's good for uses with rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disorder, fibromyalgia, skin disorders, psoriasis, dermatitis, tendonitis type issues, and as well as more spa type benefits in terms of improvements in your skin, hair, nails.
Vasilev points out, though, that precautions should be taken when having cryotherapy. A woman in Nevada who worked at a facility decided to give herself a treatment when she was alone. Her frozen body was discovered the next day. And some people have complained they suffered burns when they wore wet gloves or wet socks in the chamber. Ohio State does not have a cryosauna, but Vasilev says some OSU athletes use the treatment off campus.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
So how did I feel after 3 minutes of cryotherapy?
You know, I could do this once a week. I'm going to see how it helps with my achy muscles and joints. I don't feel any achiness right now anywhere. I just feel cold.